What is considered achar zman? He had in the previous mission that a woman who has a relation with her husband and waits a little while after the relation to check herself to see if she's a nida, and when she checks herself, she finds dam. Is it in it that her husband is tamei misafik? We're unsure whether she was a nida at the time she had relations with her husband, and both her and her husband would bring an usher and tell her. And the mission asks, what's considered achar zman? How much time does the isha have to wait after tashmi before she checks herself to create a suffix, that she waited enough time that now, that she waited this amount of time, it is a suffix whether she was in need at the time she had relation. So the Mishnah answers, Kadesha Terebin Amita Vitadiach Panel. If she waits enough time after the relation, that she has enough time to come down from the bed and wash her panim shamata, to wash her face down there, in such a case, she has waited enough time that even if she sees dam now, it's a suffix whether she was in need at the time she had relation. If she waits any more time than that, she waited a longer time to check herself after having a relation with her husband. It was longer than the time it takes for her to come down from the bed to wash her panim shalmata. In such a case, if she does find down when she checks herself, she would not be mitame her husband, as it's no longer even a suffix, since she waited such a long time after having a relation before she checked herself. Even if she sees dam now, we have no reason to suspect that she has seen dam at the time she had a relation with her husband. So her husband would not be tummy, even a suffix, but she would be tummy retroactively for the previous 24 hours. Because after din, like we've had previously, any time a woman sees dam nida, if it's a woman that doesn't have a vest, she is tummy retroactively for the previous 24 hours. But that which the Chachamim decree, that a woman who sees dam nida is tummy retroactively for the previous 24 hours, that's only for herself, but not to be mitame her husband who had relations with her. As we mentioned previously, that if a woman sees dam nida, even though she is tummy retroactively, but that doesn't mean she was forbidden to her husband retroactively, so therefore, in such a case, her husband would not even be tummy misafik, since she waited such a long time after tashmi to check herself to see if she was in nida. Rabbi Kiva Omer, af mitame es bolo. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva said, even if she waited a longer time than the time it takes to come down from the bed to wash her panim shamata, if she sees dam when she checks herself, she is tame retroactively, not only herself, but also to be mitame her husband. That her husband, who had relations with her, also becomes tame, as that is the din. That somebody who has relations with Anita becomes tame for 7 days, just like the Anita herself. As according to Rabbi Kiva, just like she herself is tame retroactively, she would be mitame her husband retroactively, since her husband had relations with her. Modem Chacham Rabbi Akiva, the Roa Kesem, Shemitame is Bolo. The Chacham would agree with Rabbi Kiva in such a case that a woman has seen a kesem, she has seen dam on her clothing, that if her husband subsequently has relations with her, that he would be tame. As even though a woman has stained her clothing is only a nida midarabana, as minatora, a woman is only a nida if she has hair gishes, she feels the dam coming out of her. And the Chacham were mitaken that a woman who sees dam on her clothing would be a nida, and therefore her husband would not be allowed to have relations with her. If he does have relations with her, he would be tame, just like somebody who is bile a nida. As even though the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Kiva, and they hold that a woman who sees dam, even though she is tame retroactively, since that tumah is only midrabbanan, when her husband had relations with her during those 24 hours, he would not be tame. But a woman who had seen a kesem, even though that tumah is only midrabbanan, if her husband subsequently would have relations with her after she had seen a kesem, then her husband would be tame. As the Chachamim differentiate between a tumah that is retroactive, such a tumah, since it's midrabbanan, when the husband had relation with her during those 24 hours, he would not be tame. In a case where she saw a kesem, even though that tumah is also only midrabbanan, since that tumah is not retroactive, we're talking about what had relations with her after she saw the kesem. In such a case, even though it's only midrabbanan, when the husband had relations with her, he is tame. Second nida parabeis mishnah dalet kol nashim becheskes tara libale. All women are becheskes tara to their husband, meaning to say, when the husband wants to have a relation with his wife, he doesn't have to ask her if she is Torah or not. He doesn't have to ask her whether she had become a Nida. As obviously, since she's having relations with him, she was not a Nida. As if she was a Nida, she wouldn't have a relation with her husband. So he doesn't even have to ask her. She is becheskes Torah. He could assume she is Torah unless she tells him that she is Tum. Somebody who is on the road and he just returned home. Even in such a case, his wife is Becheskes Tara. When he wants to have a relation with her, he doesn't have to ask her if she is a Nida or not. As you might think, in such a case that he hasn't been home in a while, it didn't occur to her to check herself if she's a Nida. Maybe she is Tamea. The Mishnah tells us That's not the case. Even in such a case, if the husband was out on the road when he returns home, if his wife doesn't tell him she's a Nida, he doesn't have to ask her. He can have relations with her, assuming that she is to her. When a woman has relations with her husband at night, she had to have two separate cloths in which to check herself before and after she had relations with her husband for each and every time she had tashrus with him that night. So if she had tashrus with him at night a number of times, she needs two separate cloths for each time she had tashrus with her husband. The reason being is because even though you can't check the cloths right away, since it's nighttime, you won't be able to check the cloths until the next morning. If she uses the same cloth to check herself after each time she had tashrus with her husband, maybe she has seen Dom during the first time she had tashrus with her husband, and her husband is tummy, and she is also tummy. But since she's using the same cloth to check herself after each time she had tashrus, maybe the cloth will get covered with a shekhla zera, and it won't be apparent that there's Dom in the cloth, and she won't realize that she had become Anita, and her and her husband are tummy. So therefore, she uses a separate cloth for each time she had tashrus. Or the alternative would be to have tashrus la'or haner by candlelight. That way, she can check the cloth immediately after using to check herself. And since she is checking the cloth after each time she had tashrus, she would see if there's Dom on the cloth. So in that case, she wouldn't need a separate cloth for each time she had tashrus. She can use the same cloth and check herself each time, and then immediately check the cloth to see if there's Dom on the cloth. Beitilo Aymerin Daya Bishnei Idim Ka'alayla. Beitilo said, two cloths are enough for all the tashrus they have that night. One cloth would be used to check herself before having tashrus the first time with her husband, and the second cloth would be used to check herself after the last time she had tashrus with her husband. She would only have to check herself twice, according to Beitilo, one time before the first tashrus and one time after the last tashrus. She would not have to check herself in between, according to Beitilo.